And welcome back to Coast with Dr. Joel Wallach, as we talk about, of course, your health. He's from criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call them at 855-949-RADIO. That's 855-949-7234, and we'll be back with your calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, Dr. Joel Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, I wasn't kidding, they are sponsors of the show. They are. MZ's quite a character, isn't he, Joel?
Absolutely. I've been working with him for 23 years, George. And in the beginning, of course, I talked to him about doing this together as a team. And he said, oh, he's a radio man. He just, you know, wanted me to be on, you know, once a week and pay him for the time. But over time, as you're seeing with your show, he was seeing so many people calling in and just really so excited about their positive results. He got interested and has become a real great supporter. And he has been a tremendous, force.
Yeah, he is.
The news out.
And he is a great broadcaster. I mean, yes. Just a sharp guy. Let's go to the phones. They are lining up for you. So we will go to Frank in Hollywood, Maryland to get things started. Frank, it's all you.
Howdy, George. Glad to be back with you.
Sure thing.
Thank you for who you are and what you do. I have a sensation. It's under my left rib cage. It's a cold spot, an ice cold spot. And the reason why I say this is because I pressed an ice cube against my chest, and it's the exact same sensation. Now, it is not uncomfortable, but it's bothersome, if that makes any sense. I went to my oncologist, and then he sent me to a cardiologist with 50 years experience, and he said he'd never heard talk of such a sensation. But I told my wife, I said, I bet Dr. Wallach knows.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Do you have a back problem?
Yes, I do. I was injured. I fell off a ladder 10 feet onto the concrete 35 years ago.
Well, there you go. This is probably the cause of your problem.
I feel like $1 million. I feel great. I haven't had a sick day in my life other than a cold every 3 years or a little sinus irritation, but I feel great.
Okay, well, the answer to the question is that when you have these isolated things, that you have a tingling sensation, a burning sensation, it could be a cold sensation. This usually goes back to degenerative disc disease, where the disc in between your vertebrae are shrinking, the vertebrae are getting closer together and smashing the roots of the spinal nerves. And you can get cold sensations or hot sensations or burning sensations down your legs. It's called sciatica. If this occurs in the vertebrae between your shoulder blades where your neck goes into your upper back, you're talking about atrial fibrillation. Your heart runs fast and palpitates. If it happens in the internal branches of the spinal nerves in the lumbar area, you can actually get the need to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. And if you're a woman, it's certainly not a prostate problem. And your guy says, I get up every 2 hours and have to urinate two or three times every 2 hours. And it only happens when you lay down. And again, it could be from degenerative disc disease. It could be from a bone spur. It could be from a bone chip from falling off that ladder. But it sounds like a peripheral neuropathy to me. And so what I would do, what do you weigh, sir?
6 feet, 190 pounds. I was 6'2", but I lost 2 inches because of the injury.
Yeah, okay. Well, since you shrunk to 2 inches, I would say that you had some degenerative disc disease, some disc injury, and certainly then this would be a probable cause of this peripheral neuropathy, this cold sensation on the one side. And so at 190 pounds, I would take two of what we call the healthy bone and joint packs, and they're designed to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. And see, we see people with peripheral neuropathies all the time, which includes, again, atrial fibrillation. Doctors are too willing to take $500,000 for many, many cardiovascular procedures, including ablation, where they kill parts of your heart. They'll do retroversion, where they electrocute you to death for a couple minutes, trying to reboot the heart, and then heart transplants. And it's really a back problem. And so I would do the healthy bone and joint packs. I'd do two. It's one per 100 pounds of body weight. And it'd be 15 glucagel a day, five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner. That's all encompassed in the two Healthy Bone and Joint Packs. As George said earlier, the basic program is the Healthy Start Pack, and then we throw in the glucogel and the CM cream, which is a topical pain reliever. And you could actually put that topical pain reliever, the CM cream, on the vertebrae in your back where you had the injury. It's not unusual for people to gain back, because if you lose 2 inches in height, you might gain back a half inch or an inch, inch and a half. It is possible. I've had people with scoliosis who lose 7 inches in height, and they can regain back 4 or 5 inches because of the rebuilding of those discs, because you're giving the raw materials in the Healthy Bone and Joint Packs. You should see some positive results there.
Great, Frank. Good luck. Let us know what happens. Doc, what can you do to try to develop stem cells? I had heard blue algae is pretty good.
Well, actually, we have a couple of products, one of which has blue-green algae in it, as we call Ocean's Gold, and we use it for a lot of things, including thyroid health, and it has sea cucumber in it, which is great for your immune system when you have cancer, but it also stimulates stem cell growth. They actually have a product which we add to the 90 Essential Nutrients, the Healthy Start Pack, which is one per 100 pounds of body weight, gives you all 90 Essential Nutrients. And it's called Immortalium. It's designed
another great name.
Yeah, Immortalium, right? And it's designed to stimulate more efficient activity of your existing stem cells and stimulate your tissues to make more stem cells. And so people who have chronic injuries where they've just not been able to have the healing they're looking for, we throw this Immortalium in. People with a fatty liver, for instance, or maybe liver cirrhosis, and they're just, you know, the medication the doctor is giving them is just not doing it. So we'll put them on something like the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and we throw in that Immortalium, and again, it's designed to stimulate positive stem cell activity, and so your body can rebuild itself.
By the way, I just want to quickly pass this on. So many people have written us saying that, you know, we're looking for some business opportunities. What can we do, George, to get going? You know, you've talked about other companies before. I just want everybody to know that the folks at Critical Health News have a program in place if you want to start your own small business as well. You can go to criticalhealthnews.com or call that toll-free number, 855-949-RADIO, if you're interested to do that. And you can get in on a purse string, folks, to get going with your own business. You got to work at it. Nothing comes for free. But you can develop something very good for yourself. Karen in Roanoke, Virginia, on the wildcard line. Hi, Karen. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for all that you do and all the information that you get out there. My question is, I had a melanoma the size of a baseball in my brain removed in 2010.
Malignant or benign?
Benign.
Okay, good.
And a few months ago, they found that it started growing back again.
Okay.
Only this time it's growing through a bone that separates the sinus and the brain. And so there's no way to remove it. Is there anything that I can take supplemental to help with this melanoma and with also with joint pain and my spine? It's doing what you described with the other gentleman that was on the line.
Mm-hmm, sure. Okay. And give me the name of, I got the OMA part, which is a benign tumor. What's the first part of it?
The melanoma.
Never heard of that.
Melanoma. It's the covering of the brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, meningioma. Yeah,
but it's a tumor, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It can be a wart-like thing, which is stimulated by a virus. Also, there's other kinds of chemical stimulants in the environment that causes these three coverings of the brain to produce benign tumors. But they're space occupying, and so the skull doesn't expand very easily with these things. And you can get something the size of a pea will give you symptoms, or the size of a grape will cause symptoms, and certainly things the size of a golf ball or an apple will cause huge symptoms and could even cause death, even though it's not malignant, just because it's a space occupying structure inside the skull. Puts pressure on various parts of the brain. And it's just
the baseball size one actually mm-hmm. squished my brain into a cone shape.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so you have good speech, so that's very, very good. So it tells me you have great recovery power. Well, what I would do here, if it's these non-cancerous omas, meningiomas, I would go ahead and take what we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. What do you weigh, ma'am?
I'm sorry, Karen, go ahead.
220.
220.
Okay, 220. How tall are you?
5'5".
5'5"? Okay, 5'5" for a woman. I'd like to see you weigh 140, so I'd say you're 60 pounds overweight. And so I'd do two things. Number one, I'd have you take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month to support healthy brain activity. I would also take what we call, again, the Ocean's Gold, which has the sea cucumber in it, which is going to support your immune system to actually put your immune system's arms around this thing and protect your brain from the growth of this particular structure. Okay, this is a sea cucumber source. It's called Ocean's Gold. You could take three of those twice a day, two bottles a month. And then also, I would take what we call the CM Plus capsules. Great anti-inflammatory, reduces swelling. And I'd go ahead and take three of those three times a day, maybe three bottles a month, and actually help reduce the swelling and inflammation inside that skull. And you want to... it may be associated with even the pituitary gland, and so I would throw in also what we call HGH. I'd go ahead and take six of those twice a day at your body weight, six at breakfast, six at dinner, be two bottles a month, and then keep in touch with us, you know, through George's program, and certainly we're going to walk you through this. But you should not have a constant return of this problem, and if we do change your diet, get rid of the bad stuff, do all the good stuff, we should be able to at least slow this stuff down.
Doc, why won't insurance companies reimburse for supplements? You would think they would love this.
You're exactly right, because we would save them an enormous amount of money. And there are some kinds of systems where if a doctor prescribes a supplement program, the insurance company will pay for it. Some of these sort of...
Like niacin, for example.
Yeah, sure, like a health savings account. For instance, we actually have a niacin product we call Ultimate Niacin Plus, and it has 500 milligrams of niacin. It's time release, non-flush, but the plus part is very, very valuable. Of course, the niacin, of course, prevents certain types of dementia. It prevents skin problems. It prevents diarrhea. And can certainly prevent death from pellagra, which is an old-timey disease. Used to be in the days of sail. Literally millions of sailors died from pellagra, which is just a simple niacin vitamin B3 deficiency.
Huh.
We've added something to it. It's called natokinase. It's an enzyme which dissolves blood clots. And so people who have a history of stroke, they have a history of pulmonary embolism, deep vein thrombosis, they have a history of... any blood clots anywhere in the body, we add the Ultimate Niacin Plus to their program, and they're getting the benefits of the niacin, which most people are kind of afraid of because it can get burny, itchy skin, and they heat up like they've got a fever for about 15 minutes or so. It can be pretty spectacular for somebody who's never experienced it before. It's called the niacin flush. But so you don't get that with this program because it is time release and it's also non-flush. But we throw in that natokinase, so you're getting all the benefits of niacin to prevent the pellagra, but also you're going to protect yourself against blood clots.
Well, with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, what about panic attacks, Doc? Is there anything you can do for that?
Oh, absolutely. Panic attacks, George, almost always are due to blood sugar problems. Your blood sugar drops rapidly. And this could be from what we call hyperinsulinemia, where you have high levels of insulin. It could be from reactive hypoglycemia, where you eat a meal or have something sugary, like a milkshake or ice cream or a piece of cake, and then 30 minutes later you get drowsy and go to sleep. And this is one of the reasons why people cross the center line and get head-on crashes. They've had a big lunch and with a dessert, and then they're driving, they go to sleep, and they cross the line, they had a heart attack.
They just drift over.
Yeah. Low blood sugar. It used to be called narcolepsy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so these are the sort of things that are totally preventable, totally reversible, and just with a good diet and supplement with what we would call the healthy blood sugar pack, and all these things come straight.
Let's take a few more calls here. Let's go to Chris in Nashville, Tennessee now. Hi, Chris. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My first time to call, and I'm just really interested in what Dr. Wallach has to say about things. And for several years, I've been really trying hard to help my daughter. She has dysautonomia POTS. And we've had a hard time finding any help for her, and she can barely, she doesn't enjoy her life at all. And
okay, well, you have to explain to me how this is manifesting itself in your daughter. How old is she? What kind of symptoms does she have? When did she get them? Was she born with them, or did it appear later on?
It appeared when she was about, she was in high school. And she's probably about, I'd say, 15.
Okay.
And she started out with what was called Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome, and which resulted in having a heart ablation. And then right after that, then the dysautonomia started. She was a senior in high school, and she was an athlete. And then suddenly she started getting tired, and that's when we found out about the Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome.
Okay, but, well, let me ask you some simple questions here. Does she have any siblings, any brothers and sisters?
She has a brother.
Okay. Does he have any history of skin problems like eczema or constipation or asthma or bronchitis or anything like that?
No, sir.
What about her?
She has bowel troubles. She's got food allergies.
Mm-hmm.
She was actually, this is what I'm suspicious about. She was diagnosed with Lyme's disease when she was little, but they said they got rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be amazed if that was true. If she was diagnosed with Lyme disease, did she have rashes on her skin? Did she have pain in her joints? Why did they diagnose Lyme?
She had a bullseye thing. And then we took her immediately to the doctor, and they gave her antibiotics.
Okay. Well, what does she weigh? Is she a big girl or small? She's athletic. Is she 130 pounds?
She's athletic. She's probably 120-something pounds. She's about 5'7".
Yeah, I would bet at dinner that she has a gluten intolerance, okay? It has all these sort of obscure things that happen. You can have 10 kids, and one of them will show up like your daughter. One of them will have asthma. Another one will have constipation. Three of them will have constipation and asthma. And then you have two of them that will just have kind of a fibromyalgia-like pain, sort of obscure pain that doctors can't put their finger on. And then doctors will say they have an autoimmune disease. And really, it's a gluten intolerance. And so you have everything to gain, nothing to lose by getting the whole family, including your wife, her mother. Does her mother have any health problems?
Minute to go, Doc, by the way.
No, not like that.
Okay, well, I'd have the mother and the daughter, the brother, and yourself get on a gluten-free diet. Everybody take the 90, the basic healthy start pack. And I would start there. And then, you know, get a hold of us in 2 weeks and 4 weeks and 6 weeks. And I'll bet you that we can help improve her plight and add many healthful years to her life.
Doc, we're going to come back in just a moment with you on Coast to Coast AM with final phone calls, fast couple hours. Wow. And the next hour, we talk about demons and exorcisms here on Coast to Coast AM. Doc Wallach's phone number, of course, where you can talk to people. You're not going to get the doc. He's on with me right now. 855-949-RADIO, 855-949-7234. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. It is very mobile phone friendly, by the way. criticalhealthnews.com. And those of you on hold, I'll do my best I can to get all of you in when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast, our final segment with Doc Wallach. The phone number, 1-855-949-7234 or criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, email in from James. I've got serious bad leg cramps, Doc, in my right calf. What do I do?
Okay, well, these are almost always a mineral deficiency. It could result, again, in degenerative disc disease, bone spurs, or just a simple biochemical deficiency of minerals. And so I'd have them take the healthy bone and joint pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. Then I would throw in what we call Rebound. It's actually a sports drink that we have 100 nutrients in it. Gatorade has two, Powerade has six, our sports drink Rebound has 100 nutrients, including 78 minerals. And athletes, professional athletes, Olympic athletes, use the Rebound to deal with cramps.
And another quick one in. Dwight, a truck driver, says that I'm a diabetic. I'm on metformin. What can I do to get off it?
Okay. Again, needs to change his diet. None of the bad stuff. That means no fried foods, no processed meats, which have a lot of preservatives, nitrates, plus a lot of sugar in them. Then absolutely no oils. Got to get the inflammation down in the cell walls. Absolutely no gluten, no wheat, butter, rye, oats, no sugar. And then I would throw in one healthy blood sugar pack per 100 pounds of body weight. If he's on metformin, he needs to take his fasting blood sugar every morning before he medicates himself. And as his blood sugar drops, he has to reduce his medication, as the doctors have taught him. And it doesn't take long, sometimes weeks, certainly within 2 months, he won't need his medication anymore, but he will have to stay on the 90 cents of nutrients for life, because these nutrients will no longer be in the food. And this is why there's an epidemic of type 2 diabetes right now, George. In fact, there was a big study came out by UCLA just a couple of weeks ago. They said that 55%, George, of California adults have either type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes.
Unbelievable. Truly is. Since you've been doing this, are you seeing more or less people getting healthier?
Well, there's less people who are healthy following their historical practices, eating well, you know, going out of their way to become vegetarians, vegans. Some eat more meat, some eat eggs, some don't eat eggs. But they're trying to eat food that's organic. They're trying to eat food that's non-GMO. They're getting sicker because the foods contain less nutrients. And the only way that you can balance things out is to eat well. You still have to eat well, but you have to supplement. And there's so many Time magazine covers, the new diabetic epidemic, the new arthritis epidemic, the Alzheimer's disease epidemic. And that's because these nutrients that are required to prevent and reverse these diseases are no longer in our food, and the only way to deal with them is to supplement.
Okay, let's go to Brennan in Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, Brennan, go ahead.
Hi. First of all, I want to thank you for being on the show each month. I think it's a great commitment. Well, I have two problems. I don't know if they're connected, and they both relate to my legs. Last year, we had a brand-new bridge built over the Ohio River. I spent about 7 hours walking back and forth because it's not every day they open a brand-new interstate. And my left foot began to hurt, and it still hurts today. The second issue is I've had varicose veins since about 2007 or 8. On the right leg, and the veins seem to be almost where they're collapsed, or where they're it's just not as strong. And I turn 50 next month, but I don't know if there's any relation. I do try to follow the 10 things to avoid your 10 list, and I do try to eat the right diet. I listen to Christian Wild. He's not a doctor, and I've been using turmeric for years, so I do a lot of the right things.
Okay, well, let me ask you some questions here real quick. Do you have white hair? Any white or gray hair?
No, I still have brown hair.
Okay. And let's see here. When you have these varicose veins, they're actually caused by a breakdown of the elastic fibers in the veins. It's caused by a deficiency of a very specific mineral. And usually it's the same mineral that's required to make hair color. And so it's not unusual for somebody to get white, gray, or silver hair. They can also get hemorrhoids, which are just varicose veins in a funny place. They can also get aneurysms, which can cause sudden death from a ruptured aneurysm in the brain or aortic aneurysms. And we see this in athletes a lot. In fact, this very famous female athlete died of a ruptured aortic aneurysm during a game, 19 years old, her freshman year, for the Florida Seminoles, a deficiency of that one mineral. And so what I would do, what do you weigh, sir?
Too much, but I'd say about 240, and I'm 6'1".
Okay, 240, 6'1". Yeah, you might need to lose 30 or 40 pounds. And so I would have you take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month, two full doses of everything twice a day, and this will give you the raw materials necessary to give you the minerals that are necessary to actually rebuild, support, and promote maintenance repair of those elastic fibers in your blood vessels. You can see reduce or get rid of spider veins, varicose veins, hemorrhoids, and aneurysms. I deal with this all the time. And you'll see you might have a plantar fasciitis in that one foot where you have a foot problem. You could have a bone spur in there. And all of these things will actually support maintenance repair of the blood vessels and the foot if it's a plantar fasciitis or a bone spur. You won't need surgery in any case.
Okay, good luck to you, James. I hope that all works, Brennan. And thank you. Out of Louisville, Kentucky. That's a great town. You ever been there, Doc?
Oh, yes, sir. Quite a bit. Actually, you get to Louisville. You have to say it correctly. Louisville.
Louisville.
Louisville. And so we do have quite a bit of events going on there. I speak there probably four or five, six times a year. Have a great following in Louisville. And it's just one of those places where people are just great, and we love them.
Let's go to Brian in Tucson, Arizona now. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the program.
Yes. I have an autoimmune problem. I have severe dry eyes. I have a pain disorder that affects my speech. I have Tietze syndrome and a bunch of other things, which I believe stemmed from an experimental anthrax vaccine that the military probably gave me. I was wondering if your products...
Let me ask you a couple of questions. How old are you, sir?
Right now, I'm 48.
Okay, and what do you weigh?
About 220.
Okay, and how tall are you?
I'm 5'10 and a half, and interesting enough, about a year and a half ago, a couple years ago, I grew an inch and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'd like to see you weigh, you know, like 170, 180 is your height, and so you're probably 30, 40 pounds overweight, unless it's all muscle and you're bodybuilding in the gym.
No, I need to lose the weight.
these sorts of, you know, what doctors would call autoimmune problems. And what was the original thing you said you had?
Severe dry eyes, Sjogren's
syndrome.
Yeah.
And do you have knees or pop a crack when you squat down?
I've had that happen on occasion.
Okay. Oftentimes when you have dry eyes, this is caused by osteoporosis of the skull, in which branches of the seventh cranial nerve would stimulate the tear glands to produce tears and keep your eyes moist, are being squeezed. And so they're not doing their job because they're being squeezed, and it cuts off the ability of the nerve to tell the tear glands in the eyes to make tears. So you can go to the pharmacy and get some artificial tears and use those to keep your eyes from getting dry. But I want you to take
10 ounces a month.
And so I want you to take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month. Throw in 15 glucagel a day capsules. That'll be two large bottles a month. And this is going to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue in the skull itself. And this is what I would call a peripheral neuropathy, where the cranial nerve, the seventh cranial nerve, when it gets squeezed, when the entire nerve gets squeezed, you can get Bell's palsy, where the face will droop, it looks like you had a stroke. You can also get a squeezing of the fifth cranial nerve, the trigeminal nerve, get trigeminal neuralgia, which can cause terrible pain in the face. And, of course, the dentists like it because they'll talk into getting a root canal. It'll get rid of the pain but doesn't get rid of the problem. And so I would also get the CM cream and some trauma. I'll put five drops of trauma and maybe a teaspoon of CM cream and take a Q-tip and put about half a teaspoon of the CM cream with the trauma oil in it down in your ear canal with a Q-tip. When you wake up in the morning, again, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and this can reduce the swelling and the inflammation around the roots of those nerves, and you should see a improvement in that situation. But in the meantime, use the artificial tears. You don't need a prescription. Go to the pharmacy and get them.
Doc, nearly 200,000 people a year come down with retinitis pigmentosa. What can you do for that?
Well, retinitis pigmentosa, George, is a variation on macular degeneration. And the pigmentosa part is where you get the same thing that happens when you get brown spots on your skin, such as liver spots and age spots. You're having difficulty getting light through there. I actually had a bet with a doctor once. I said I could get rid of that. And he said, no, you can't do that. And he actually called me a liar in a big group. I said, I'll tell you what, let's have a wager. You bring me 12 of your patients that have macular degeneration and are retinitis pigmentosa. And if I could get 6 out of the 12 to be able to read 20/20, even if they've been legally blind for 6, 8, 10 years, would you apologize in public? He said, if you could get one, I'll apologize. So the next day he brought me 27 people who had been blind for 6, 7, 8 years, 10 years, with macular degeneration and our retinitis pigmentosa. And we put them on a program with the 90 essential nutrients, change their diet, get rid of all the inflammatory things that result in the liver spots and age spots, which occur in the eye when you have retinitis pigmentosa and macular degeneration. And to make a long story short, George, to make the long story short, in 90 days, all 27, brought me a box full of 27 charts, were all legally blind, 6, 8, 10 years. Within 90 days, they could all read 20/20. Only two required glasses, the other 25 didn't. So he did apologize, and he actually made me a CD describing the wager called Seeing is Believing.
So you turned him around.
Oh, yeah. He actually uses my protocol now for these diseases.
All right, let's take a few more calls in the time we have left. Annie in Alabama. You got it, Annie. You're up.
Thank you, Doc. I'd like to ask you about a combination of factors to regenerate heart cells, which used in combination, I'd like your opinion. First of all, on Vanderbilt University website, which is vanderbilt.edu, it says that endothelial coronary artery cells can be used to regenerate damaged heart tissue. And I want to know also, is there something in liver cells or skin cells that could be put in heart cells to make them think that they are liver
cells? Okay, well, we only have a few moments here, but what you're talking about is stem cells. The connective tissue in the lining of the arteries, the connective tissue in your tendons and ligaments. I started working with these things back, in 1958 when I first got in as a ag student. We had to take an elective course and took experimental biology and was working with stem cells, where I could take tendon cells and drip juice from hearts on it, and it would turn into heart cells. And it would actually pulse and beat when the stem cells would make these new cells. And so what they're talking about is stem cells. And basically, this is what we have Immortalium for. And what we do is we help people to get on the 90 essential nutrients, the basic program. If you have injuries or problems where you've had a heart attack and you got some damaged heart muscle, I would go ahead and take what we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack at the 90 essential nutrients, one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Then you throw in the Immortalium, and the Immortalium, again, is...
I just love that name.
Yeah, important to promote stem cell activity, and where your tissues, whether it's liver cirrhosis, where it's a heart injury, heart muscle injury, it could be muscle, it could be bone, it could be lungs. It could be a liver. We really help people who are on liver transplant lists. They have primary sclerosing cholangitis. They have liver cirrhosis, fatty liver. And medication really does not do a good job in those areas. And you change your diet, get rid of all the fried foods and processed meats and oils. You throw in, again, the two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs and throw in the Immortalium. Three of those tablets twice a day, two bottles a month. And it will stimulate the production of and the function of stem cells. And we've seen such remarkable positive results for the heart and the liver and many other tissues.
Doc, time for one more call. So we go to Joan in St. Louis on the wildcard line. Hey, Joan.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. How can we help you?
Got one for you, Doc. Granuloma annulare. What can you tell me about it?
What the heck is that?
You're talking about this on the skin, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And is this in yourself?
This is on me, yes.
Okay, how long have you had
that? On my arm, and it started in January. I looked like I had the solar system on my arm. I had a round circle in the middle and a little bitty ones around it, and it was treated for 2 months as being ringworm. It was not ringworm. I was sent to a dermatologist who did a punch biopsy, and that's what
it came
back.
What did they say?
Granuloma annulare.
Okay, did you have asthma as a kid?
I have it, period.
I'm sorry, you have serious asthma?
Not serious, but I've had asthma for years.
Yeah, okay, you have a gluten intolerance, and it's kind of a form of plaque psoriasis, what you got. And you get on a gluten-free diet, take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, and your asthma will go away, and also the skin problem goes away. These are both manifestations of a gluten intolerance. You're not absorbing the nutrients necessary to maintain your lungs, your bronchi, and your skin, and you're going to see magic. You get on a gluten-free diet, you take one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per 100 pounds of body weight, it's all going to go away.
All right, Joan, good luck to you and everything that you do, and good luck to everybody on the program. You can always go to criticalhealthnews.com to get more information on what Doc Wallach and his team provides, or call 1-855-949-7234. Where do your travels take you next, Doc?
Well, I'm actually in Richmond, Virginia right now. I'm going to be going to Baltimore, Maryland in a couple of days, and from there I fly to San Jose, California. From there, I go to Salt Lake City.
My God, I thought I traveled a lot.
Well, I'm actually on the road 300 days a year. I'm putting on 400 meetings now. We're going to start doing these Periscope things, I think, and go to meetings where we're going to have 3 million meetings a day.
Through Periscope. Good for you. High technology. Doc, thanks again for being on the program. Great information. In a few weeks, we'll have Pharmacist Ben on to talk about some special things as well. Up next, demons and exorcisms. Stand by.